Hi, this is Jody. Excuse my voice, it's a little croaky. I went out yesterday and celebrated the Caulfield Cup. The Caulfield Cup, for those of you who don't know, is a prequel to the Melbourne Cup, which is part of the Spring Carnival horse racing here in Victoria, a lead up to the Melbourne Cup, which is the race that stops the nation. Quite a lucrative race. Anyway, if for those not into horse racing, I donated some money to the TAB because my horse apparently is still running. But anyway, that's not the reason for this boo. The reason for the boo was I was talking to a friend of a friend who I'd never met before, and she was complaining that she'd been single for a few years and she lives on her own. Nothing wrong with that. And she was saying that she misses coming home and talking about her day to somebody. That's the part she misses. And I thought, well, that's the part that actually drove me nuts when I was married. There's nothing worse than somebody droning on about their day. Okay, little stories about the day and little exciting parts, great, but don't drone on about the whole day. That drives me insane. But I thought, what's the tipping point to actually accepting and enjoying your own company? Personally, I don't have time for anybody in my life. I enjoy the quiet moments that I have. I enjoy friends coming around, which once I can get my act together this morning, I have to do a bit of cleaning and make some lunch for some people coming around today, which will be lovely. But she obviously needed somebody in her life for that, and I suggested she get a flatmate, because a flatmate can listen to your rubbish, share whatever rubbish they've got too, and sort it. You don't have the pressure of all the bits and pieces that go along with relationships that are so hard. I sound like a cynical cow, don't I? But I'm not really. I just wondered what the tipping point was. When do people suddenly accept that you can live life as a single person? I love it. I don't have time for people. I travel quite a lot. I do quite a lot of things. I don't even have a pet at the moment. Probably the first time in my life that I've never had a pet, because I just don't have time for them. And the quiet moments at home I actually enjoy, because you get to do things around the house without really annoying anybody else and get on with it. But I thought that was interesting, and listening to another perspective, that she obviously needs to be codependent in some way. Good on her. I hope she finds somebody, but don't dwell on it. Don't make that your sole mission in life, just to couple up with somebody. Just wanted to share that with you. I'll try and fix my voice and get on with my day. Bye.